here's a story from The World.
Staying in the British Isles, we head to Folkestone, England, where the number of migrants crossing the Channel to the UK in small, unsafe boats continues to rise. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government is trying to pass an immigration bill to stop that. The argument goes that it'll save lives and combat human smuggling. But as Andrew Connolly reports from Folkestone, the new policy measures are part of a wider crackdown on the asylum system itself.
In the Victorian era, Folkestone was a fashionable seaside resort frequented by artists and writers like Charles Dickens. Today, this pretty harbour town is getting swept up in a bitter row over post-Brexit immigration. A short drive out of town lie the Napier Barracks, a line of low-slung red brick buildings surrounded by wire fencing. A former World War I army base, from October this is where the government puts male asylum seekers arriving on dinghies from France. In the last 9 months, the site has been hit by hunger strikes, suicide attempts, a fire, and an outbreak of COVID-19 that infected nearly 200 men.
It is a disgrace. It's really I live in Folkestone, and I'm really ashamed that this is on my doorstep.
Bridget Chapman works for the Kent Refugee Action Network, a local charity working with young asylum seekers and refugees. Earlier this month, a High Court judge ruled that the government had acted unlawfully by placing asylum seekers here.
We said for a long time before people moved in, you know, it's going to be very traumatising for people who are victims of torture to come to what is obviously an ex-military facility surrounded by barbed wire. People were told that the reason that COVID was spreading is because it was their fault, you know, and it's just ludicrous. It's inhuman. We should never have put anybody into this facility.
Despite the government's portrayal of a crisis, overall numbers of asylum seeker arrivals into Britain are down. Last year, less than 30,000 came, while in neighbouring countries like France and Germany, the numbers are typically three or four times higher. But whereas before migrants came hidden in trucks, increased land border security has pushed people into taking boats instead. Through the fence, I spoke to some residents at the barracks who preferred to remain anonymous so as not to jeopardise their asylum claim. This Syrian doesn't want to complain too much, but still thinks it's an inappropriate shelter.
Compared to the previous people that were here before they closed it, it was a horrible situation. Now it's a bit better. I mean, regarding the staff, they're quite good. They're quite helpful and cheerful, you know what I mean? But still, it's not the right place to be.
This young man from Iran has been here over a month.
You know, you feel you're a prisoner.
He says that with 12 men sharing a room, the camp affords no privacy, although COVID tests are now done twice a week.
Most of these guys escaped from Iran. They have no plan where they're going. So you can't apply for asylum in the UK.
Yeah, it's not possible to do it.
No, it's not possible at all, I think.
The barracks dispute comes at a time when Boris Johnson's hardline Home Secretary, Priti Patel, is attempting to radically change asylum law. Patel wants to deny the right to claim asylum to those arriving irregularly, as she outlined in Parliament earlier this year.
Our system is collapsing under the pressure of parallel illegal routes to asylum, facilitated by criminal smugglers. The existence of parallel routes is deeply unfair. Advancing those with the means to pay smugglers over those in desperate need.
The new immigration proposals call for more deportations for those entering irregularly and less legal protection for those who cannot immediately be returned. But according to the 1951 Refugee Convention, asylum seekers cannot be punished for how they enter a country. Jonathan Thomas is a migration researcher at the Social Market Foundation, an independent think tank. Thomas thinks the UK is trying to copy models from other Western governments. In Australia, migrants arriving by sea are denied asylum, either turned away or sent to notorious offshore processing centres. In the US, the Biden administration does allow many asylum seekers to enter, but also has policies in place that allow border officials to turn them away automatically.
I suppose the UK, or the Home Secretary, in an ideal world, is trying to move to this no to asylum seekers, but yes to refugees approach.
But in reality, the government has closed almost all legal resettlement routes in recent years and has not released details of what could replace them. This is leading some Conservative Party supporters to push back on what they see as a hostile narrative.
When I first started to get into politics, a lot of people that did say to me, you come from Afghanistan, you were once a refugee, you're an ethnic minority, how is it possible that you're Conservative?
Shabnam Nasimi was 8 years old when she fled persecution by the Taliban in Afghanistan with her parents, arriving in the UK, hiding in a refrigerated truck.
The refrigerator was so pitch black, we couldn't see each other, that my father had a matchstick and he kept lighting it one after the other just so that we weren't scared. It was terrifying. At one point, I think we felt we wouldn't be able to breathe.
She now works for a political communications firm in London, and despite being a supporter of Boris Johnson and Brexit, she takes issue with the government's refugee policy. For people fleeing Afghanistan, there is practically no way to claim asylum for the UK any other way than irregular entry.
Now, if there was a legal route, I'm sure, you know, no one wants to give up their dignity and respect to go through a journey like that.
Asylum seekers are choosing Britain for a variety of reasons. Some have family or community links, some speak English, some are from former British colonies. The Syrian man at the barracks says he's just trying to restart his interrupted life in a country he heard contains opportunity.
And do you have a plan? Do you have a dream?
Of course I do.
What's that?
Be a captain.
A captain?
Mm-hmm.
Of?
A ship. I'm doing marine transport.
Marine transport, okay. Mm-hmm. But you were studying that?
Yeah.
In Folkestone's small museum, a painting hangs in the middle of the main exhibition room. It depicts bedraggled Belgian refugees arriving on the shore, having fled the horrors of the First World War. Men, women and children from the town line up to welcome them after more than 16,000 arrived on a single day. More than a century later, post-Brexit Britain now faces a battle over what kind of greatness it wants to resurrect. Andrew Connolly, for The World, in Folkestone, England.